Well, this morning we're going to talk about an opportunity that the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation has for folks here in the area. It's called Take Roots. It's a program that will start coming up here this next Monday, December 18th, at the Cass County Farm Bureau office. Amanda Van Steenwijk is with us this morning from the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation to talk a little bit about that program. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Take Roots. So this is a program that deals with succession planning primarily, correct?
Correct. Yep. We talk about transitioning the farm to the next generation.
It should seem obvious, but why is this important?
Well, we know that this is a concern for a lot of our farm families today. Bringing in that next generation adds a whole new dynamic to the farming operation, and you want to make sure that you do it fairly and equitably for all parties involved.
And that has to do with whether it's moving through the family or maybe moving outside the family to someone else?
Yep, correct. We on those two situations, we talk about those differences, bringing in the next generation within the family, and we touch a little bit on when it's an outside party, not a direct family member.
Yeah, these are such important issues. If done improperly, I assume someone's or maybe multi-generations of life's work can kind of end up on the wrong side there.
Yeah, correct. It's an emotional process. It's what one generation spends many, many years to build, and it's what the next generation wants to build their lives upon. So it can be an emotional process, and if we don't do it right, the farm may not stay in the family, and worse, the family may not stay a family. So,
well, we don't want to share all the secrets here today because we want folks to come out and partake in the opportunities here, but are there some common mistakes that folks make that could be easily avoided?
Well, I would say the most common is just not communicating within the family, talking through the plan and having a plan in place and having those conversations up front within the family so that everybody's on the same page and they know what's going to happen in the long run.
Yeah, we probably assume a lot.
Yes, correct.
Got to verbalize those assumptions, too.
Yes.
Well, because so many youngsters, it seems, these days that grew up on a farm perhaps want to stay in the agricultural field. But there are so many opportunities out there for them, and maybe perhaps they go to Iowa State University, for example, to learn more about the farming operation. But perhaps they fall into something that they think would be a little bit more interesting to them that's outside of actual, you know, being on the ground farming, but still in agriculture. So, you know, plans can change.
Yes, correct. And, you know, a lot of times we see parents often assume that maybe their children don't want to come back to the farm when in the long run the children are thinking about how they can make it back to the farm, and we just don't have those conversations. It's just a matter of getting everybody on the same page.
Well, and you mentioned up front how these can be tough decisions and things to make, too, emotional decisions. Anytime you're dealing with a farm, especially a family-type operation, it's not only the business, but it's home as well, and that kind of brings it all into a real narrow focus.
Correct, yeah. It's when we're talking about home, there's a lot of emotions tied to that. We're talking about grandparents and parents, and we're also talking about death within this process. So, yeah, there's a lot of emotions to be considered as you go through the process, too.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's get into some of the nuts and bolts here and talk a little bit about what folks need to know about the Take Root program. I know you have an event coming up here in Atlantic next Monday on December 18th. What will folks learn? What types of things will they gather here in this first session?
Yeah, so the first session we're going to talk about different things that come into play when having a business within the family, setting up family meetings, having those conversations. Also going to tackle the topic fair versus equal, which is a roadblock for a lot of families as they go through this process. And then we're going to have an attorney who's going to talk through estate planning tactics, trust versus will, buy-sell agreements, those type of things, those technical things that are involved within the succession plan.
That sounds like you're getting into a lot of things that most folks don't really want to bring up.
Yeah, but we know it's necessary, so.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, this is part one of a two-part series, and there'll be another session coming up in January, and it'll be kind of a continuation of the discussion?
Yep. So in January, what we'll do is we'll bring everybody back, and we'll have a panel of experts to help answer any questions that may have come up or maybe that are putting roadblocks in their planning process. We typically have an attorney, a CPA, a lender, and then a family mediator type professional that is available for the audience to ask any and all questions that come up through the succession planning process.
Having a few weeks between sessions, is that intended to allow folks maybe to go home and start thinking about this and maybe start those conversations?
Yeah, and it's kind of let people stew a little bit on the information that they received in the first one and really kind of think through the process. And if there's something that still holding them up, they have that panel to be able to ask questions too.
Yeah, really kind of a follow-up to all of that activity that happened earlier on. Now, these sessions are meant for, I mean, it's a Farm Bureau thing. Farm Bureau members certainly welcome to attend, but it's open to everyone, right?
Yep, correct. It's a member benefit, so it's free to Farm Bureau members, and then there is a charge for non-Farm Bureau members. So,
and how do folks register?
They can register by contacting their county offices, whatever county they live in. It's not limited to any specific county. Whatever county office you live in, you can contact their office, and they will get you registered.
Are there other sessions going on that same evening?
We have... it'll be just the Take Root that evening, but we do other locations throughout the year. So,
have you had some of those sessions already?
Yep, we have some in Eastern Iowa going on right now.
Are they going well? Are you getting a lot of folks involved?
Yes, we do get really good attendance to these workshops. We try to do it in a less busy time for the farmers, and we do get anywhere from 100 to 150 people at these workshops. So.
Oh, wow, that's terrific. That's good turnout.
Yes.
It's always difficult to get a lot of folks together for things like this, but you know, it's so valuable. You talk about the types of situations you're going to talk about, and then when I hear the types of people that you're going to have there, you'd be spending a lot of money to get a lot of this professional advice if you just went out to do it on your own.
Correct, and we really understand the importance of this issue, and we want families to move forward, so we try to provide them plenty of information that maybe they wouldn't get elsewhere and have that access to those professionals that can get them started in the process.
You bet. Very good. So if folks want to be a part of that, they need to do what? Just call?
They need to call their County Farm Bureau offices.
All right. Do that right away and get yourself signed up as soon as possible. Don't miss out. I assume there's limited supply, limited space.
Yes, correct. There is.
Now, will there be some take-home materials then too?
Yep, we provide at the first workshop, we provide a packet of information for them to take home. If they didn't get enough information at the first one, they can take home and read plenty of materials to help work through the process as well.
Very good. And if they can't make both sessions, is it okay if they, you know, get busy and just can get to the one?
Yeah, of course we would prefer them to go to both, but if there's one that just doesn't work for their schedule, give us a call and we'll help you work through that. So
okay, very good. Sounds like a plan. Very good. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great turnout here at this session. Again, it's coming up on the 18th, December 18th, on a Monday here in Cass County. Hope you get a chance to be a part of that. Amanda, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.